Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Now, I don't know if anyone's ever thought about lying in a box and reliving what Princess Diana's death might have smelled like. Dutch scientists recreated the deaths of some of the world's most famous personalities by reconstructing their last moments using smells and sounds. This is an odd one, but from the sweet smell of Jackie O's perfume mingled with the scent of JFK's blood, what? To Whitney Houston's last drug-fueled moments in a Beverly Hills bathtub, scientists at a university have offered visitors a unique, if somewhat macabre, historical snapshot. And Frederick Durnick from the Communication and Multimedia Design Faculty of Breda's Evans University of Applied Sciences is on the line to tell us more. Well, Frederick, good morning to you.
Good morning. Hi.
Hi. Oh, hi. That's, of course, forgot that's the way, that's how we should greet you, given where we're coming from. But tell us a little bit about this project, please.
Well, we started off with the famous death installation is part of a bigger project, which is called Sense of Smell, in which we did research how you can use smell in communication.
Yeah.
Smell is a very, very powerful scent that we have, and you can actually really directly get people in, make them do things which normally you cannot do with, for instance, visual communication.
Okay, so with that in mind, you go down the road of famous celebrity death, if you like. Why famous death?
Well, what we did is we did a 48-hour sweatshop with our students, and we made several concepts what you can do with smell. And one of those concepts is, like, can you make a documentary using smell? And so basically we worked on that concept, and then we came to the idea, well, would it not have been great if you would have, like, a time machine where you can go back in time? So that's basically how the idea originated. And then we went into, okay, but which death, or like which moments do you want to go back to, or how would those moments be? For instance, if you go back to John F. Kennedy, I think the world lost a big politician then. Mm-hmm. So basically, could we relive, could we recreate that moment and see it from a different angle? Because everybody knows the images. Everybody has seen, like, all the images of the death of JFK, but how would it be if you could really feel it? And that was basically the aim of the project.
Okay, so if you want to feel such a thing, what do you do as part of the project?
So what we did is basically we did research. We did a lot of research. What kind of smells would JFK or Whitney Houston or Lady Di, what kind of smells would be the most dominant smells in those last moments?
Right.
And basically by researching those smells and recreating those smells, the visitor of the installation, he relives those last moments. That is what happens.
So yeah. So what happens if I want the Kennedy experience? I climb into a coffin, do I? Or a box?
Yeah, basically, yeah. What we did is we wanted to make a very powerful installation, and we wanted to make something very strong. So we ordered mortuary cooling cells in China. And so basically what will happen is you will say, I choose this and this person. For instance, you would choose John F. Kennedy. You would lay on a mortuary, cooling in a mortuary. You will lay on the tray and you will be shoved into the mortuary cooling cell. And you will hear and smell those last moments.
So what would you hear?
So for instance, for Gaddafi, you would hear first he's driving in his luxurious car when he's leaving the village where he was in. Then his convoy will gets attacked, so you will hear the explosion, you will hear the shouting and the screaming. But for instance, in the moment the explosion will hit you, you will smell as well. You will smell you have the scent of a detonating explosive.
Mm.
And what visitors told us is that basically they really felt. On that moment, they felt the heat of the blast as well, which is not possible. But because smell is such a powerful scent is so powerful, that's why they felt it. So that is what we try to recreate.
So if you want to recreate then the sensorial, if you like, death of Princess Diana, you climb into the box and what happens? What do they hear and smell?
We start in the last moment in the hotel, where she gets down in the elevator and she's waiting and she's standing in the back hallway so to say, and she's waiting for the Mercedes. So you would smell though the Lafayette, you would smell the elevator, and when you smell the breeze of Paris, and when you get into the car, you would smell the car as well, and you will hear her being close to Dodi, and they're driving down and they're speeding up, so you will hear as well the chase that's going on. So it's like, what is very important, that it's not so much about temptation, but it is much more about how it, because the smell is very intimate. It's a very intimate experience that you will get as a user.
Have there been any objections on the grounds of, say, taste or dignity to the dead?
Yes. Well, we had basically the range of reactions that we had. We kind of got quite a lot of press response. For instance, the French newspaper La Figaro, they said it was very distasteful. Mm-hmm. But we had from Japan, we had very positive feedback. We had from the industry itself, for instance, the perfume industry, they're very interested in this idea and how and in the concept and how it works. So it's a very broad range. So some say it's like disgusting, and others say it's like very interesting. Mm-hmm. What is important to say, a lot of times people misinterpret the installation and they say, okay, so you would smell like a rotten body, but that's totally not the case. So yeah, it's not about that, totally not.
As a matter of interest, Frederick, what do you smell and for Whitney Houston's last moments if you climb into the box?
Whitney Houston is the, of course, the Beverly Hills hotel room
right.
You will be in. And so what you would smell, see normally she goes into she always takes a bath with olive oil. So she puts on the bath, and you would smell the olive oil in the water. And she eats something, she drinks some beer, she smokes a cigarette, and in the end she uses crack cocaine, and she gets a heat rush, which eventually makes her fall down into the bath and she drowns in the water. So that's what you hear, and that's as well what you smell.
Do you do people who have who go in and try this out, do they emerge from the experience traumatized and upset, or euphoric and delighted?
No, they're not euphoric and delighted. No, they come out, and for instance with Whitney Houston, they all feel the same. They are very we try to recreate it as real as possible. So you hear her sing a little bit, but it's sadly how she's singing.
Okay.
So it's like it's very basically you much more feel the tragedy of the moment. That's
okay.
More what's the experience?
All right, Frederick. Well, thank you so much for your time this morning. It's nice to talk to you.
Okay, thank you.
Take care.
Good luck with the joke.
Thanks. Appreciate that. Nice one. Frederick Durnick there is from the... He's a lecturer at Breda's. Am I saying that? Breda's Avans University of Applied Sciences in the Netherlands. And that's one of the more bizarre ones, I think, fair to say.